فاطمہ زہرا، او فاطمہ زہرا.
To begin to understand Fatima al-Zahra and why she is so important in Islam, we must start our journey through a brief introduction of her parents. Her father is none other than Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Born an orphan with his father passing away shortly before his birth, he hailed from the respected Meccan tribe of the Quraysh and the clan of Banu Hashim. His lineage is traced back to Prophet Ibrahim through his son Prophet Ismail. The Prophet's life was anything other than ordinary, and eventually it was at the age of 40 that he began to receive revelation from God, which would form the Quran, thus initiating his open prophetic message as the final messenger of God and the seal of the prophets, a man who would change the course of history, not only of those of the Arabian Peninsula, but for the entire history of humanity until the end of time. Her mother was Khadija bint Khuwaylid, and she too came from the noble and respected tribe of the Quraysh. Her father was an extremely successful businessman who passed on many of his skills and talents to his daughter Khadija. At his passing away, he left much of his vast wealth to her, through which she was able to grow her trade caravan business. Due to her impeccable personality and character, she was known as the Princess of the Quraysh, and had also been given the title of the Pure One due to her honesty, integrity, and the care and concern she showed for the less fortunate around her, especially the widows and orphans. Their marriage, which according to historians took place when they were both around 25 years of age, was no doubt a joyous moment in their lives, and their families, although by this time their parents had long passed on, however, their extended family, at least, were present to witness this union, with the staunch believer Abu Talib presiding over their marriage ceremony. It had been 5 years since the Prophet began his open mission of propagation of the Quran and the faith of Al-Islam. In this period of time, he had already experienced many supernatural happenings from God, which clearly showed his status as the final Prophet, including the unique event of the Mi'raj, the ascension to the celestial heavens. It is in this context of having various divine interventions in his life that the conception of his daughter takes shape and gives us an indication of her greatness. One day, the archangel responsible for the descent of revelation from God, the angel Jibra'il, appeared to the Prophet and said, "O Muhammad, God the Almighty sends you greetings and orders you to separate yourself from Khadija for a period of 40 days. Now this was difficult for the Prophet, as Khadija was very dear to him. However, because God's orders must always take precedence, the Prophet did as he was told. After all, there had to be some wisdom in this act of God. Before parting ways, in order to let Sayyidah Khadija know the situation, the Prophet sent Ammar ibn Yasir to convey the following message to his wife, telling her, "O Khadija, do not presume that this separation from you for the next 40 days is due to a lack of love for you. Rather, my Lord has commanded me to do this so that he may execute his decree. Do not imagine anything except fairness and felicity. God the Exalted praises you abundantly on a daily basis in the presence of his esteemed angels. Thus, when it turns dark at night, close your doors and rest, and know that I am staying in the house of Fatima bint Asad." Sayyidah Khadija was deeply saddened by this separation, however, fully submitted to the will of God. He had not let the Prophet down before, and for sure this was yet another grace being showered upon her husband. During this 40-day spiritual retreat, the Prophet spent his time fasting and engaged in worship until the last days of separation drew near. As the 40th day ended, the angel Jibra'il once again descended to the Prophet and said, "God sends his greetings to you and says that you must prepare yourself for the recompense and gift." The Prophet asked, "What is the gift from God?" Jibra'il, who was unaware of what this gift was received by the angel Mikael, who descended with a tray covered with a cloth of fine silk, woven with heavenly gold brocade. He placed it in front of the Prophet, and Jibrail said, God commands you to break your fast tonight with this meal. In seeking to better understand this historical event, the scholars have quoted the following story in which Imam Ali relates that the Prophet was staying at our house, and routinely, at the time of breaking his fast, he would tell me to open the doors so that others could come and share in the evening meal. However, that night, the Prophet commanded me to stand guard at the door of the house, not allowing anyone in, and he said, O son of Abu Talib, it is prohibited upon everyone other than me to consume this heavenly food. Imam Ali continues to explain what was happening on that night, and he said, I sat at the door and I watched as the Prophet entered the house alone. He uncovered the tray and he saw one bunch of dates and one of grapes. He ate until he was satiated and also drank the water which was there. Thereafter, he extended his hands to wash them. The angel Jibrail poured the water. Angel Mikail washed the hands, and the angel Israfil wiped the hands dry. Then they ascended to the heavens with the leftover food. Witnessing this entire event transpire in his house, Imam Ali is then quoted as having said, The Prophet stood up to perform the recommended prayers when the angel Jibrail reappeared and said, The prayers are forbidden upon you right now. You should go to Khadija immediately, for God has promised Himself that tonight He shall create a virtuous child. Hearing this, Prophet Muhammad proceeded home to be with Lady Khadija, and later that night their beloved daughter Fatima al-Zahra was conceived. It may be difficult to fully understand the events leading up to her conception, and thus all which we can say is that her creation was simply a sublime event, and that this was a scene set by God Himself, which He directed, and that He did not want there to be any ambiguity of her origins through His initiation of the separation between the Prophet and his beloved wife, Khadija. Thus began the introduction of a heavenly light into the earthly realm, a woman who would go on to become the epitome of the fountain of paradise, Al-Kawthar, and would be the source of pride for the Prophet and his beloved wife, Khadija bint Khuwaylid.